This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
By the way, it's still kind of trading sideways, isn't it, right now, the market? I was telling, these are my problems, right? I'm telling Sean, I'm pissed because the market is, you know, going up a little bit and it goes up to like 37 something, right? But yesterday at 4 o'clock, I'm sitting there next to him, right? And it went down to 35.8, right? And I was 35.6, I think 35.7. I think I got it like at 35.8. And I was like, yeah, I got it at 35.8, right? And then, but I only bought a little bit because I was saving the rest because I think it's going to go a little, just a little bit more. I was hoping for the 33 or 30, you know, but it just doesn't look like it's going there. And so you can never time the market where it's going to bottom or where it's going to top. Anybody that tells you that, they're lying. Okay, we could all guess or get a feel. My gut tells me this or that. But, you know, nobody knows when the market's going to top or when it's really going to bottom. You know what I mean? You start buying the dip. And you think you bought the dip and then it dips even, you know, lower. And you're like, oh, damn it. You know, that kind of stuff. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to say you should paint the picture a little bit better because you were on your phone.
Yeah.
Looking down. I didn't know what you were doing.
Right.
And I'm sitting here and I'm working on cutting up some audio. And all I hear is like, oh, no. Like a loud out. We're in the weigh-ins. They're talking. And I hear a gasp. And I'm like,
yeah, man.
Everything okay? And then you look at me and you're like, I should have bought more. I'm like, I thought something had happened.
It did. It did. I don't know if I'm going to get 35.8 again on the damn thing. It's at 36.9 right now. Okay, which I'm making money on the stuff I bought yesterday already. You know, but I don't know if it's going to go. So I'm saving a little because I'm wondering if see what I tell you? You save a little because you think it's going to dip again. And I don't know if what I bought yesterday was the final dip or not because it goes back up. And it's kind of traded sideways. And I keep telling you, if this is happening, this is a blessing to anybody that is investing in this. This will give you more time to keep buying Bitcoin. Okay? I mean, listen, I got to tell you, you know what I would love? I would love to own a Bitcoin. Just one Bitcoin. Did you see what Kathy Wood said the other day? She's ARK Investments. She's one of the baddest asses in the planet when it comes to investing. She's one of the top dogs up there, okay? She thinks that by 2030, it's over $1 million each Bitcoin, okay? So, and she's normally like, you know, on target, all right? So she's really good. She's one of those kind of people you want to listen to when she talks. But I mean, listen, I don't know how high, if it'll go that high, but I know it's going to go. It's going to go because that's the inevitable. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, while it trades sideways, these are incredible buying opportunities. So if you can put $10 here and $40 there or $50, or God bless you, if you got $500 or $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, God bless you. If I had it, I would put it. Okay, but if you get an opportunity to put a little bit more and take advantage now, because when you start seeing it go to the 60s and the 80s and over the hundreds and 200s, and you saw it sitting there in the 30s and the low 40s and you didn't take advantage, that's when you're going to kick yourself in the ass. And the whale manipulating that's going on right now, what they're doing is they're scaring out retail. Retail is you and me. And so then all the financial institutions and the whales are going to come in and buy it low. And so the rich people are just going to get what? Richer. You know why? They have so much money, they can leave their money there to sit there. That's what investors do. They have the patience. Why do I tell you all the time, do not get into crypto or really in any kind of investment if you don't have patience? If you need that money to pay for food on the table, then that's not good money to invest. If you need that money to pay the rent or the mortgage, that's not the money you invest. So if you're doing something because you have a timetable and you've got to get it back in a month or 3 months, don't invest. Now, if you're going to sit there for a long term, oh my God, you're going to win big time. But that's why I'm saying be patient. And this is only a buying opportunity of a lifetime right now. Okay? Whether it's Bitcoin, I've loaded up on Polkadot like crazy. I've gotten Polkadot at $16, $17, $18, and I'm staking it at 12 and a half. Oh my God. And the parachains and everything, Polkadot is going to explode, I believe, Solana avalanche-like. It's just a matter of time. So I am loading up on Polkadot as much as I can. I'm loading up on my Bitcoin. Got a little more VeChain, got a little more Cardano. Cardano is also at a great buy. So it's a buying opportunity as it trades sideways is what it is. That's what I would say. Not a financial advisor, but somebody that does love and enjoy investing in crypto.